I do have an email to share with everybody from Mindy Witherell. Mindy Witherell says, "Hi, chicks. I have been listening to you guys for about 18 months now, and I look forward to you helping me start each day with some common sense to this madness we're living in. You see, I live in California, so most people I encounter are crazy."
Oh, my God.
She says, "Anyway, I ordered a few products from MyPillow after hearing so much about them on your show. I specifically want to tell you about my slippers and their kitten fur goodness. I was babysitting my one-year-old granddaughter one day, and we were watching a Disney movie. She took my slipper off and put her hand inside and kept rubbing and caressing the inside as if it were one of her stuffed animal toys. She continued doing that the entire time we watched the movie. She would not give me back my slipper. They are the best. Grammy and Harper approve. Love you, gals. Balls."
Oh my gosh, I love it. Balls. That is such an endorsement right there.
Right?
Sweet baby girl rubbing the inside of her slipper like a kitten.
I mean, can you even?
God, my heart. I need grandkids.
And you can get all the discounts there. They've got tons of inventory. If you are looking for Christmas presents, they are your place to go because you're going to get your stuff on time and you're going to get things that people absolutely love, no matter what you order. It's still buy one, get one on the Giza Dream Sheets, but you can use our website and code to get massive discounts on everything. It's mypillow.com/chicks.
Get some travel pillows, you guys. Everybody loves travel pillows. Start with those. Towels. And then, you know, get your Giza Dream Sheets, everything else. Yeah, exactly. Work your way up. There you go.
When we wrote a book, what was that? 2013? Well, we were writing it in 2013.
It came out in 2014.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we were writing at the end of 2013, and it was already such a big deal.
Yeah. And it's gotten so much worse.
Oh, my gosh.
So much worse. And I remember one of the things that we wrote about was the movie Blazing Saddles.
Yes.
Remember how awesome that movie was?
Oh, my God. Where are the white women at?
We're right here.
Right, I mean, it was the best.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're right here. And we're called racist all the time now just because we're white.
Yeah.
Right? That movie was so great. You could never make that movie today.
The amount of movies that you couldn't make today, mm-hmm. the list is so long. Think about All in the Family, too, that show.
Yeah.
How you couldn't make it.
So many shows that you couldn't do today because everybody would be so butthurt by what's in them, but they were so funny.
Oh my God. And some of the ones that are super benign, mm-hmm. like I remember, we may have even talked about this on our regular radio show, that a movie as simple and sweet, really, as The Goonies.
Yeah.
You remember how Chunk called the police to talk about the Iranian terrorists?
Yes.
And then, remember?
Yes.
And then they cut the word Iranian out because they were like, I don't know, afraid of...
We can't offend Iran.
What in the world?
People that are watching it that maybe here that are from Iran, they're gonna get offended.
Yeah, we can't have people being offended.
Yeah.
And this is the problem with political correctness, is when you start putting limits on what you can and can't say, mm-hmm. then everybody feels like they can't have conversations anymore.
Yeah,
and that's what we've talked
everything
about.
Everything becomes sterile. Everything gets watered down.
I would never use the word retarded to describe someone with an actual mental disability. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's the difference, right?
Yeah.
Is that when people use that in a disparaging way, or they're focusing on someone who actually genuinely has a handicap of some sort, no right-thinking, normal, kind person is going to do that.
Would do that.
But you're damn right I'm going to say Miley Cyrus's twerking is retarded.
Yeah.
Because it is.
Uh-huh.
And that's not... There's all these campaigns to eliminate that word. Listen, these people are well-meaning, well-intentioned people.
Yeah.
And I totally get it.
Yeah.
In fact, one of my son's caregivers for the longest time she's very passionate about that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's putting all of our energy in the wrong direction.
Exactly.
Because it's teaching the kids not to cope.
Bingo. It's taking energy that you could be putting elsewhere into the absolute wrong thing. It's like words are just like the whole Ban Bossy campaign. Do you
yes.
remember that?
Oh my gosh.
Do you remember that Ban Bossy campaign?
With Beyonce.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was the chick from Facebook. Cheryl, what's her name?
Yeah, Cheryl Sandberg.
Yeah.
Is it Sandberg?
Sandberg, yeah. And she was so intent on, we can't have the word bossy and little girls shouldn't be called bossy. And it's like, why? Why is that so hurtful? I mean, I have a 9-year-old girl, and if she was called bossy, it's so what? Yeah. Who cares? It's not going to ruin her life. People like, you know, Candace Owens, I look at her and I think, you know, she's so awesome. I don't know why more Black people don't look at her and say, she's got it so right. Like, yeah. She's the bomb.com. She totally knows what's up, because why do Black people want to align themselves with the left, you know, with Democrats who tell them, you need us to take care of you. You need us, yeah. You know, to help you.
You'd think after all this time, they would realize how little they've been helped.
Yeah.
By Democrat policies.
Totally. What have they done?
Right. That should be the constant question every election. What have y'all done for me lately?
What have you done?
And that's why there's her. I mean, Candace Owens talks about Blexit.
Blexit,
right?
Yeah.
And then Brandon Strzok
does the walk away. Yeah.
And that is why. I think more and more people are starting to figure that out. Right. Well, I mean, I think they are.
I hope so. I really hope so. Because, I mean, they really haven't done much for that community.
Yeah.
You know, except for told them that, you know what, you can't do it by yourself. We can do it for you.
I don't want that help. I don't think anybody should want that kind of help.
Yeah.
Everyone should want to be trusted that they can achieve something on their own.
Yeah.
Without getting a special program put in place to do it for them.
Yeah.
Remember when we went on to the Don Lemon show?
I remember.
And we had a whole, he was asking us about the Halloween portion of this. Like how, you know, because now you can't wear a Pocahontas costume. You can't do the blackface anymore, certainly.
Yeah.
You can't pretend to be someone else if that could be any way misconstrued as racism.
Yeah.
That's what Megyn Kelly was trying to address. She was saying, what if I want to dress up as my idol, Diana Ross.
Yeah.
Why is it wrong for me to try as hard as I can on Halloween to look like her?
Yeah.
Which means dark makeup, the fro, we got all of it going on.
And the response to that is, you're fired.
Right.
That's the response to that question. And you're fired because you're white.
Because you can't say, you can't ask that question out loud.
No.
So how are we supposed to have a conversation?
Unless you're Black, I guess. Unless you're Black. Now, if you were a Black person, you could ask those questions and have that conversation, I suppose.
So quick break from our discussion to talk really quickly about our BFFs at GenuCell. And I happen to have, I have an email from Angie Crawford. And Angie writes, "Dear Mock and Daisy, just wanted to tell you what I got using the code I saved $139 and cannot believe all the things I got for free. I love, love, love this product. And now I have a backup supply. So when shit hits the fan, at least my face and neck will look great. Love you, beautiful ladies.
Yes.
Love and hugs." Oh, it's Angie Freet. So I don't know if that's like a new name from her email address or not, but it's Angie Freet from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
I love it. You guys, you got to get on the train, the GenuCell by Chamonix train. And listen, from now until Thanksgiving, you can see the difference yourself with 60% off. That's 60, you guys.
60. Oh my God.
Uh-huh. Get 60% off GenuCell's most popular package. That's 60%. Go to lovegenucell.com/chicks. That's lovegenucell.com/chicks to get 60% off their most popular package. You got to order now and you get express shipping for free. That's lovegenucell.com/chicks.
It would make a good gift for mom or sister or even daughter.
Or yourself.
Or yourself.
I mean, sometimes you just got to wrap a present, put it under the tree for yourself. I'm just saying.
That's right.
There you go. Do it.
Blair White, who is a trans woman and also conservative and a Trump supporter, which is like a combination of things that you don't hear about a lot.
Heads are exploding everywhere.
Exactly.
Blair, it's happening. Because you're what? One of like five? Like in the really...
Basically, yeah. I personally know a lot of trans people who, at the very least, lean conservative and sometimes are very staunch conservatives, but it's not something we really talk about or other people really talk about. So,
why is that?
I just think, you know, there's a lot of sort of attacks that come from the left when you're a trans person who thinks for themselves, aka disagrees in the slightest with standard leftist policies and ideals. And then also sometimes trans people feel a little bit politically homeless in general, just because sometimes on the right, they feel like they don't necessarily fit in either. I'm someone who's never been particularly concerned with fitting in anywhere. I just want to speak my mind and be myself and, you know, all of that. So I don't really have any issues with it. And personally, I've actually found a lot more warmth and love and welcoming attitudes on the right.
Really? I love that. Can you speak more to that? Because as women, we feel like, you know, because feminists will tell us you're not supposed to be conservative.
You're voting against your own interests.
Yeah, because conservatives hate you, right? And Trump is taking away all your freedoms, which I can't name one. And we've been asking people for, I don't know, for 2.5 years now, we've been asking feminists, call our hotline and tell us what rights he's taken away from you. And we've not had one feminist call our hotline yet to tell us that. And then, you know, you have gay people, you have minorities, we have black people tell us, you know, they're not supposed to be conservative either. It's like, it's rampant, right?
Well, maybe you need to be the leader of the Trexit movement.
Yeah. The Trexit.
Trexit. Oh my God. When I came out as a Republican, which is such a funny term to use, come out, right? But I lost like pretty much all of my friends. Like,
God,
almost all of them.
Gosh.
Listen, we feel for you though, because we've been there.
Yeah,
I mean,
we
get it. I mean, because just as women, I mean, when we started our site, 10 and a half years ago, I lost friends, you know, just that were liberal, good friends that I love dearly. And they were like, yeah, I can't be your friend anymore because you're doing that stupid site. You know, so I mean, I get it.
Oh,
it may not be as large of amount of friends that you had and you lost, you know, by what you did, but I totally get it. It's hard. It's hard.
When isn't that amazing? Yeah.
It is.
That was the harder of the of the coming out to have. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's just nuts to me.
Right.
You really
that
get,
is just nuts.
You really get to know who your friends are when it comes to just finally speaking up about how you really feel about politics, you know?
Right? And especially in this day and age. Holy crap. It's
and
crazy.
And then the other component to that, maybe you can relate as well. It was almost also jealousy. It was the political disagreement for sure, but it was also jealousy that I was sort of gathering a platform and building myself up and doing something that they thought was cool. And they probably thought, your friends probably thought the same about your website, you know?
I think it's that. And also that you were, you know what, you had enough cojones to be yourself and that you were brave enough to get out there and do shit that they couldn't do. You know what I mean? That's the way I look at it too. I mean, I honestly, we did something that probably other people thought, you know, that's kind of cool. I'm not going to admit that it's cool because they're brave enough to get out there and do it. Because it takes some guts to do what you did.
Yeah.
And it takes some guts to do what we did.
That's another thing about today's wave, whatever number we're on, is that women are so, that today's feminists are so anti-man.
Yeah.
And they're so much about emasculating men.
Yeah.
I don't want a beta male. I don't want a soy boy.
No.
I want men to be men.
Yeah, I want men to be men too.
Remember?
Yeah. I do
remember when they were.
Remember when, like, remember like the Clint Eastwoods?
Yes.
And like the just dudes.
And
you
not
know?
Like the pajama boy.
Oh my God. With like man buns.
Yeah. And what are they? The rompums?
Oh my God.
This is what, and I blame feminists for that because they're all like, oh, men should show their feelings and they should be more sensitive.
No, I want you to work on my car. And I want you to kill that damn spider.
And I want you to be shirtless when you do it.
Right, do it. I'm going to totally ogle you. Right? This is what I want you to do. I'm going to objectify the crap out of you.
That's right.
This is what I'm going to do. And if you smack my butt as I come into the kitchen, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm totally fine with it. I'm fine with it.
Well, speaking of objectification, that's a good angle to take here because this is where the pretzel really gets twisty, right? Because there are feminists argue amongst themselves about what's truly empowering. Is it, I'm going to show off my boobs in every Instagram post and that is empowering to me?
Yeah.
Or is it that I'm going to cover up and not and show some modesty because that's more feminine? They can never decide where they are.
Well, see, that's the thing is they want to show their boobs and they want to say, look at my boobs. boobs and I want to free the nipple and I want to do it. But I don't want you to look at them in a sexual way. Cause you know, that's the new thing now, right?
Yeah.
It's like free the nipple, hashtag free the nipple. Free the nipple. And when I did, they want to free the nipple. They want to show all the nipples and all the boobs, but we want to not sex. They are sexual organs, right? I mean, I get it that you can listen, feed your kid in public. I mean, I'm all about breastfeeding in public. Do all that. I'm fine with that. But at the same time, boobs are also sexual.
And women have made them that way.
They're sexual too.
Hey, Chicks on the Right here. And you know what? I am super excited to talk about AMAC today.
I know, best news ever, because like when we first learned about AMAC, it was for 50 plus, right? Like you had to be like kind of old like us.
Like a geezer like us, right?
Right. And now they've expanded their membership to include anybody at any age. This is amazeballs.
Really, really exciting because I can actually get into the fold some of my old, well, my older kids. They're going to be super excited about it because the benefits are amazing. But this is like huge news. I mean, because these are people that can be brought into the fight for, you know, conservative values and things that we believe in and family and freedom and all those wonderful things that we believe in. And that's what AMAC believes in. And I'm so excited about this, that it's not just us geezers who are, you know, who are going to be on the AMAC bandwagon.
Now you can join 2.3 million of your BFFs and have an organization advocate for you. And you can find out all about it at amac.us/chicks.
Do it today, you guys.
This was a few years ago. Pierce Morgan ripped on Susan Sarandon because it was during the Oscars and she was in charge of presenting the In Memoriam segment.
All the people that had died over the
year. And so usually it's like a slideshow and it shows all the, you know, famous scenes from these movies that people who've passed away were in. And it's like, you know, it's a
solemn.
Yeah.
It's a solemn.
Perfect word. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's a very solemn thing. Well, she shows up on stage to present the segment in like a white blazer and a black bra that's very, very low cut. And, you know, she's got some cleavage, Susan Sarandon. So this is what she's wearing.
She was channeling her Salma Hayek, is what you're saying.
And, you know, she's very, very busty, and she wanted that bust to be on display.
Yeah.
And so Pierce Morgan took issue with that. He went onto Twitter, and he was like, that is inappropriate for that segment, right? Like, it's an In Memoriam segment. Maybe put the puppies away for just that. Can you just put them away for
puppies
a minute?
Puppies equals boobs. Right. This is what we're saying. Just translation.
I mean, just, you know, just out of respect, just kind of keep it classy maybe for that segment. And so feminists lost their minds.
Yeah.
They absolutely went apeshit over this.
You don't get to say that.
You don't get to say what she wears.
You don't get to tell her what she does with her puppies.
Right.
You don't get to do that.
And so he said, listen, I'm not saying she can't dress how she wants. I'm just saying my opinion of her dress for that occasion was that it was inappropriate.
Yeah. So, but you can't have opinions anymore.
Well, you can't do that.
You can't. And the thing, and when you do have an opinion, you're going to have like a gajillion people out there having a counter opinion. I mean, because this is Twitter, right?
Yes, absolutely. Especially on Twitter.
The 13th circle of hell.
Right. So the backlash was swift and fierce, and women came after him in droves saying how awful he was. And so Susan Sarandon even responded, and she put a picture of her from, what was that? The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yes.
So she puts a picture of her just where, and she was itty bitty then. In fact, her boobs were not even that big. Uh-huh. So I don't know what happened over the years, but she grew
children.
A lot.
Children happen.
Right. So she's wearing nothing but a bra.
Yeah.
And she posts it and she was like, this is for you, Pierce Morgan, as if to say, I don't know what. Like, what does that say?
Look, take that. Take that.
I got you.
It's me in a bra. And basically he's like, well, thanks. Now I've seen you in a bra because this is what every man wants. Actually, take the bra off. And that's really what I want.
Well, and that's what's so funny about it. So then it started this whole campaign of all these feminists on Twitter going, I know what'll show him. Let's all send him pictures of our boobs.
Oh, my God.
And so this is what happened. Everyone started sending him pictures of boobs. And he was like, thank you. I So again, how is this empowering?
Like, you got me. I basically am getting to see free porn. This is awesome.
This is all men ever
want.
This
is exactly what they want.
Yeah.
So women are so they're fighting against this, you know, quote, patriarchy with giving them boobs. This is, I mean, for generations, men have they have basically wanted to get pictures of our boobs. and they wanted to get into our pants, you know? And then now feminists are like, oh, we'll show you.
Here they are.
We're freeing the nipple now. And men are like, hooray.
Yeah. This doesn't show men anything. It just delivers men what they have been seeking.
It shows them everything. It actually shows them everything. It shows them everything is what it does.
It's just such nonsense.
It is.
And this is why I can't figure out what they're doing, because they're like, I'm going to show my boobs, but I don't want you to look at them sexually. Okay, yeah. Well, then why are you like, you know, doing the poses on Instagram where you've got your like tongue halfway out?
Exactly.
You're obviously being sexual with them.
And you can't change a person's perception of what your boobs are. You can't change a male's perception of what, I mean, they may, it's fine. A man may look at you and say, oh, sure, I'm going to look at your boobs in a non-sexual way. Guess what? They're lying. FYI.
The FBI is carrying out another political hit job. Can we trust it to do honest investigations anymore? I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll discuss how the raid of Project Veritas and James O'Keefe ought to be chilling to every American. I'll also be joined by Iraq war veteran Daniel Gade, who will explain why he believes the VA's disability policy is leaving far too many vets sicker and poorer. Join me. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.